Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 1092, and I'm Dr. Neil, your host of the show. Hey, welcome back to another special Friday edition of Optimal Health Daily, and it's actually an extra special day because today is actually my birthday. Oh, and Fridays are usually special because this is where I answer your questions. On the other days, I read health and fitness blogs to you, kind of like an ongoing audiobook, with my commentary at the end. Now, how perfect is it that I get to respond to a listener's question on my birthday? It's because I love listening to and responding to your questions. It's my favorite part of the week. And so today it's even more special because it's my birthday. So if you've sent me a question, I thank you. And if I haven't responded to your question yet, I promise I will. Now, I want to mention something that I talked about earlier this week. I've had clients tell me that all of this proper diet and exercise stuff is easier for me. But I'll tell you what I've told all of them. Performing these behaviors isn't any easier for me. I work at it every second of every day. It is with that determination that I eventually decided to change my trajectory from being a psychology major in college to getting my Master of Public Health degree. And in fact, I loved that experience so much, I continued my education and received my Doctor of Public Health degree, where my research emphasized chronic disease prevention and nutrition. Because again, that was personal to me. I have a chronic disease because possibly I wasn't following a healthy lifestyle when I was younger. And so I wanted to help prevent others from experiencing the same pain and anguish I experienced. I am also credentialed as a registered dietitian nutritionist, a certified health education specialist, and a certified exercise physiologist through the American College of Sports Medicine. And when I'm not doing this podcast, I'm lucky enough to be full-time faculty within the California State University system. I've also published peer-reviewed research. I've presented at national conferences and have been featured or quoted in over 70 different media outlets for my expertise on all the stuff I talk about on this podcast. All right, enough about me. I'm sure you're excited to hear today's question. So let's finally get to it and start optimizing your life. Today's question came to me via email. Josh writes, "Is Shilajit a legit game changer when it comes to health? I see all these advertisements talking about the benefits of it and wanted your take on it." Hi, Josh. Thank you so much for your question. I appreciate you wanted to double check some of those claims swirling around Shilajit supplementation. But as usual, let me start at the beginning by talking about what Shilajit actually is. What's Shilajit and where does it come from? Shilajit is harvested from mountainous regions across the world. Thousands of years ago, it used to be living plant-based material. But now, it's decomposed and has become a black or dark brown tar-like substance. So this type of decomposed plant-based material may be sometimes called mineral pitch. Regardless, it's believed that this material has medicinal properties. On a molecular level, when we look at what Shilajit is made of, we see that it's made mostly of a substance called fulvic acid. Shilajit also contains some minerals like calcium, potassium, and magnesium. Now, going back to fulvic acid specifically, it is believed to have anti-inflammatory and anti-aging properties. So some supplement manufacturers have begun selling Shilajit as a way to promote a longer life, improve skin disorders, relieve anxiety, improve digestion, help with bronchitis, and even increase testosterone levels. But are these claims real? It turns out that most of the health benefits seen with Shilajit supplementation were performed in animals. Human studies have been conducted too, but spoiler alert, they aren't as promising. When human studies do seem to show a benefit to Shilajit supplementation, we often find that they studied only a handful of people, or the study was sponsored by a supplement manufacturer. When researchers are trying to determine whether a supplement may have health benefits, and it was funded by the same supplement manufacturer trying to sell that product, that means there's probably a conflict of interest there. But let's say we ignore the health claims. Shilajit contains some important minerals, so at the very least, if someone were to supplement with it, at a very minimum, they would get some calcium, potassium, and magnesium, right? Well, it turns out Shilajit contains such a small quantity of these minerals, it doesn't come close to the recommended daily intakes. So it would literally be at the very minimum. Probably most importantly, there have been some quality and safety concerns about Shilajit products being sold. Some manufacturers have been selling raw versions of Shilajit. These should be avoided. When we think back to where Shilajit comes from, the mountains, we know that soil and rocks can contain substances that are toxic to humans, like lead, cadmium. I've mentioned this before. Salt that has been harvested from the Himalayan mountains were found to have plutonium in them. Not all, but some varieties, and that's a problem. Now, if these compounds are not removed, like what we might find in raw Shilajit, then we might be exposing ourselves to these harmful elements. One study found that raw Shilajit contained harmful species of fungi. An analysis of 8 popular Shilajit supplement brands found that some of them contained quantities of lead that exceeded established limits. ConsumerLab.com also warns that some products may be marketed as Shilajit, but contain none of the substance whatsoever. And so when it comes to any health behavior, kind of like what we were discussing earlier this week, whether it's participating in high-intensity interval training or starting a new supplement or medication, we have to weigh the pros and cons. What are the potential risks and benefits to starting this new behavior? If the benefits outweigh the risks, then it may be worth trying. In this case, I can't say with any confidence that supplementing with Shilajit will provide more benefits than risks. We simply need more and better quality studies to know whether any of the health claims are real. So my advice, Josh, would be to ignore all of those advertisements claiming Shilajit is the health game changer for now. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Thank you again for the question, Josh. You'll be entered into a very small raffle every month to win a book. And if you want to submit a question and have a chance to win books, you can email your question to health@oldpodcast.com. Or you can still call in your question. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. Or you can submit your audio question at oldpodcast.com/ask. All right, that's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily. And we're almost at 1,100 episodes. I can't believe it. It's all thanks to you. Thank you so much for listening every day. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for listening all the way through. And I'll see you over the weekend where your optimal life awaits.